Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Jets are selling off everything of value. It is a complete liquidation sale there. And Breece Hall, the running back, wants to be a part of it. He has let it known to his agent, who is now getting that information out to all the big hitters in the NFL newsbreaking field, that he wants out. The Chiefs are the rumored destination for him. And the Chiefs, apparently, one of their biggest insiders went on the flagship station in Kansas City, the Fan there, and said they aren't willing to give up a day one or day two pick. So there appears to be a staring contest there. The Steelers already have Jaylen Warren, who they like, Kenneth Gainwell, who they like, and Caleb Johnson, who they really don't like anymore. So it's hard for me to fathom the Steelers trading for a running back. But Breece Hall did have a monster game against the Steelers. And I think that Tomlin is a pedigree snob and probably liked to some degree Breece Hall out of college, and it just didn't line up or sync up with them drafting him. So I could see him, with his fetish for running the ball and loving the run, thinking, hey, if the price gets low enough on this guy, let's just acquire a good football player and work him in the hell with, you know, we'll worry about what we pay Jaylen Warren later. And Kenneth Gainwell's been a third running back before. That's not a role that he's... And the same thing with Warren.
How much better is Breece Hall before? How much better is Breece Hall than Warren?
That's a good question. You know, for me, I probably would not. I like Jaylen Warren, so I would say not that much better.
They've been in the NFL for the same period of time. This is why I bring it up.
Yep.
Jaylen Warren has 445 career touches. He has, again, I'm using Pro Football Reference, so like different sites may have this differently. His career yards after contact, 2.2, 57 broken tackles. Like, these are things that I think the running back himself can control, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Breece Hall, yards after contact, 2.1 in 629 carries and 20 fewer broken tackles forced. Like, those are two things I look at closely when I'm evaluating any running back, because they are kind of independent of blocking.
Mm-hmm.
Jaylen Warren is as good or better in those two metrics.
What is Kabali's take on this? Our biggest insider here at The Fan from the Pat McAfee Show. Do we have an update from him on what's going on today from the Steelers on deadline day? We didn't hear him at the Tomlin press conference, so my guess is Mark is working all his phones and really burning the midnight oil now into the, almost the midnight hour of the trade deadline.
It's the 11th hour.
The 11th hour, yeah.
He just said the price has not been right. Something that Bob Barker was telling people for 35 years.
So they would be playing the fail horn.
James Palmer, no relation to Arnold, I don't think, said, quote, "I've been hearing Pittsburgh is definitely out there being aggressive." And here's a good one. "They are looking at different players."
Really?
Oh. That's encouraging. They're looking at different players. They're looking at players. Good.
Every single person that works in this building, not even for this company, but this is like a four-level building,
Yeah.
Could do the exact same update. You could say, I've heard they're being aggressive because you've seen everyone else say it. We could get one of the people who works at the health at the doctor's office down the stairs, Pony, mm-hmm. to just say, I've heard they're looking at different players. What kind of an update is that?
Tim Graham, who used to talk to O.J. Simpson a lot. That's how I think of him, who's been a Bills insider for decades in Buffalo.
Do you think he leads with that?
He used to, I think.
Like, hey, I have a good relationship with OJ, or I had a good professional relationship with OJ.
He liked me, Tim, is my memory of being around him up there.
Seems like a personality flaw.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
That's, I mean, again, I wanted it to be funny, and it
Tim
came
Graham,
off meaner than I wanted.
10 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Keep an eye on Deebo Samuel to Buffalo from Washington.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That seems like a very Bills move.
Deebo.
They went with Amari Cooper last year and rolled the dice with big name guy. Let's see if the tank's on empty or not. And it was. He retired after that. That's a name guy that's played in and won some really big games and thinking, well, these other guys are going for fourths. Maybe we can get him from Washington for like a sixth.
You know what the weird thing about his fit factor would be with the Bills is, I mean, their offense this year has become
very run-based.
Thank you. You knew where I was going. And he only has 10 rushes this year. And hasn't been super effective doing that.
Maybe they can use him as a lead blocker. He looks like Chris Fumatumafala these days.
He's a player who had his one big year with the Niners. I mean, he carried the ball 60 times. He usually carries it around 40 every year.
Yeah.
Like, they might squint and say, within the confines of what we like have decided we like to do, we're going to lean in extra and get this physical wide receiver who also could double as a running back for 5 carries a game.
I will say about the deadline so far, and lack of action by the Steelers, what does make me feel better is I don't think there's a team around them. I guess Jacksonville, technically, if the Ravens pass the Steelers, you'd have to worry about them as another wild card team. So they're the one team I would say, okay,
one of the teams
they made themselves better.
One of the teams that's around them that they're playing this week has seen things go backwards. Like the Chargers, if you look at them as just a comparable team that's going to be in that mix,
yeah,
similar record wise,
yeah,
they just lost both tackles.
No,
they've no tackles.
I'm talking about
like trades.
I'm
yeah,
talking about trades.
Well, I know, but in a tangible roster building or adding or subtracting sense, teams
because
are either staying pat or subtracting for the most
now,
part.
Now, the one thing that I would say about the Steelers though is like they've got some ground to make up. I don't think they're on paper as good as Kansas City, even though they have a better record.
They're not.
You know, I don't think they're as good as Buffalo.
They're not.
So if they're going to catch those teams, you know, maybe they've got them, you know, Kansas City beat record-wise right now, but like they have more, in order to close that gap, it's more dependent on them going out and finding
They need another offensive. I think they just truly need another offensive option. They need a player, and it would have to be a wide receiver. That's why Shaheed, for this particular statement, probably worked the best. Everything they do offensively looks somewhat difficult, even if it's been a lot more effective. They rarely are finding guys like wide open within scheme.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think if you have somebody who's a credible enough vertical threat that teams have to deploy like an extra safety to double him and make sure you don't get beat over the top, it makes a lot of what you want to do easier because there's just more space and fewer people.
I think Bruce Arians is a pretty reliable source when it comes to offensive analysis because he's one of the great offensive minds in the last 30 years of football. Here he is on a guy the Steelers missed out on. You just named him Rashid Shaheed on McAfee today.
This guy is a game wrecker, boy. He's a touchdown waiting to happen. Maybe the fastest guy in the league.
Big
play speed right now.
Oh, yeah.
And more than just a receiver, he's on reverses. And just get the ball in this kid's hand. He's electric.
I would have really liked him. Fourth and fifth. I was going to say seems like a lot for a rental, but you've got extra fourth and fifth round picks. And Kabali's saying things on Twitter. I can't tell if he's being serious or he's being Mark, is saying, like, that's way, way, way too expensive for a rental. That's crazy stuff for a rental.
What isn't too expensive for a rental is what I would ask Mark as a follow-up. In your opinion, what is a good price for a rental? Well, I don't know. It's what the team determines.
They rented Mike Williams for a fifth-round pick. Mike Williams half the receiver Shahid is right now?
By the way, I could still argue that Mike Williams was worth a fifth because he won them a game.
I agree with that.
And they made it into a playoffs by one game. He won them a game with a catch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.